This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Learn from the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. The concept of Mawadda and Rahma. Now, before we start talking about Mawadda and Rahma, we'll talk for a couple of minutes about the weather. How do you like the weather? يعني الحصل هو تفسير لقوله تعالى كل يوم هو في شأن. فسئل العلماء عن شأن الله سبحانه وتعالى، قالوا من شأنه أن يرفع أقواما ويضع آخرين ويعز أقواما ويذل آخرين. فلعل تغير الطقس بين البرد والحر والربيع والشتاء والمطر والثلج هو من أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى كل يوم هو في شأن. A few days ago, we were actually thinking about going to the field and playing outdoor soccer. But as you can see, the great setback that happened to me and my boys because of the weather. SubhanAllah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. The change of weather, one day you think it's spring, then you see the snow. One day the weather is good or hot and you see the rain. Now you say in your heart, SubhanAllah al-Azim. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is يعني, able to do all things. عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And you stand there and you don't know what to do. And you know for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. And there's nothing you can do. Forget about the laboratories, forget about the science and technology. There's nothing you can do. All you have to do is SubhanAllah wa alhamdulillah, and you should be grateful for everything. You can play indoor soccer, it's not a big deal. Alhamdulillah. فمسألة المودة والرحمة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يخبرنا في القرآن الكريم أن الأساس للزواج الناجح بين الرجل وامرأته هو المودة والرحمة. قال تعالى ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. Indeed, one of the great signs and miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He created for you spouses, husbands and wives, so you can live with them in respect, harmony, understanding and love and mercy. Indeed, in this are signs for people who reflect. So you have to have mawadda and rahma between you and your wife. فالإنسان لابد أن يضع في رأسه أنه ليس بكامل. فكيف تتوقع أن زوجتك أو زوجك يكون كامل؟ تمام؟ You are not perfect. You personally, you're not perfect. So how do you expect your wife or your husband to be perfect? You have to lower your standards a little bit. With that in mind, and also with the concept of mawadda and rahma, you'll be able to brush things off, to overlook, and to forgive. If you really love someone, you have to forgive them. And they also will be able to forgive you. They will give you the same treatment. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث الصحيح لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة إن عاب منها خلقا رضي منها آخر. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is talking about how you should treat your wife. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if you don't like one thing about your wife, maybe there are 100 other things that you may like about her, because we are not perfect, okay? If she doesn't know how to cook, maybe she is good in dealing with the people, bringing up your kids in a nice way. MashaAllah, she is very muhtarama, very mutawada'a, very mutayyina, and all that stuff. So it is only one thing. And I'm sure if you also think about yourself, there are probably many things about your personality that you need to work on. So this is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم meant. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا يقول في الحديث الصحيح خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in that authentic hadith, the best of you are those who are best to their families and their wives, and I'm the best of you to my family. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is setting the example, and you will never find any hadith that says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ever raised his voice to his wife, or even he put or he laid his finger on his wife, or beat his wife. You will never find such a hadith. حتى هذا ما أخبرت به عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ضرب زوجة ولا غلاما أو خادما قط. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never beat a servant or a wife at all. He never did it. He never did it. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was giving or leading by example. And this is what we need to do. If you treat your wife as a princess, she will treat you as a king. But if you treat her as a servant, she will treat you as a slave. Always put this in your head. يعني من يتعامل مع زوجته بمنطق أنها إنسانة محترمة وأميرة تعامله على أنه ملك متوج في البيت، أما أنه يعاملها على أنها خادمة واشتراها بأموالها وكذا تعامله على أنه عبد عندها أو عبدا عندها عشان الجماعة العربية ما يزعلوش. So this is the kind of treatment. أنا أعطيكم سلين على موضوع إساءة مسألة المودة والرحمة. هي نقطة بيقولوها عندنا في مصر، ربما كنا ذكرناها في الماضي. الواحد ومراته عندهم مشاكل مع بعض، لا يحبون يعني ما بيحبوش بعض، وعندهم طفل صغير، وأسرة الزوج ما بيحبوش أسرة الزوجة، وفي مشاكل وضرب نار ومشاكل كبيرة. فالابن راح لأمه وقال لها ما هو أصل الإنسان، إحنا مخلوقين منين أو جايين منين؟ فقالت لو نحن من آدم وبشر وكذا. فجرى على أبوه سألوه من أين جئنا وكذا وأصل الإنسان وكذا، فقال له لا تستمع لأمك، أمك بتعلمها غلط، احنا الانسان اصله قرد من القرود، تمام، دارون الكلام ده. فراح الولد لامه قال لها سالت ابويا قال لها ان احنا اصلنا قرود. قالت له يا حبيبي كلامنا مش مختلف، انا كنت بتكلم عن عائلتي اسرتي وهو كان يتكلم عن عائلته عيلته هم كده. So I'm gonna give a couple of examples about things that contradict the concept of mawadda and rahma in Islam. If the love is not there, there will be no good treatment in them. And the best way to treat your wife is to always think that I should treat her the way I expect my brother-in-law to treat my sister. Wallah, if you put this in your head, you will always treat your wife in a good way. And the wife, if you put your in your head that I want to treat my husband the way I like my brother to be treated by his wife, everybody will live a happy life. يعني الإنسان لو يعامل زوجته بنفس الطريقة اللي يتمنى إنه زوج أخته يعامله بها ستستقيم الحياة. والمرأة لو تعامل زوجها بالطريقة اللي ترغب أو تتمنى إنه أخوها يعامل من قبل زوجته تستقيم الحياة. But the problem is we treat people in a way we abuse them and we expect people to be good to us. You have to be good to people so people will be good to you. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send people to abuse you the same way you abuse people. So this guy, two families, they didn't like each other. The family of the husband and the family of the wife, they didn't like each other. And the husband didn't like his wife. Their son went to his mom and said, Mom, what is the origin of man? She said, we are from Adam, we are humans, alhamdulillah. So the kid went to his dad and said, Father, what is the origin of man? He said, don't listen to your mom. She is teaching you wrong. We are originally monkeys, okay? We came from monkeys, the theory of evolution, Darwin. So the kid ran to his mom and said, okay, this is what you told me, and dad told me that we are originally from monkeys. She said, honey, there is no contradiction here. I was talking about my family, and he was talking about his family. These are the family of monkeys, okay? But my family is different. نختم بهذا الشيء. مسألة إنه يعني كفران العشير، كفران العشير أحيانا يعني هو الموضوع ده يعني ورد في الحديث إنه أكثر ما تعاقب عليه النساء في الآخرة هو كفران العشير، إنه بعض الأزواج قد يحسن إلى زوجته أمدا طويلا، يشتري لها حاجات ويسكنها في أحسن مكان ومعاملة حسنة وكذا، ويغلط غلطة واحدة تقول له ما رأيت منك خيرا قط، بتنسى كل حاجة. فهذا الأمر غير مقبول. الإنسان يكون منصف، يعني الإنسان إذا أحسن إليك كثيرا وأخطأ في شيء المفروض تغفر له. So I conclude with this about sometimes a husband is good to his wife. He's giving her everything she wants, buying her stuff, taking her to places. Very good husband. Then one time he will make a single, small, maybe unintentional mistake and she will forget everything he did to her. And she will say, oh, wallahi, you never did anything good to me. What are you talking about? You should be fair. And some husbands, they do the same thing. The wife is very good, mashallah, taking care of you in the house and everything. And maybe she will do one slight mistake and you forget everything that she did to you. We conclude with this story. ذكرناها في الماضي المأمون أحد الخلفاء كانت عنده زوجة يعني أهلها كانوا من الخلفاء وعاشت عيشة منعمة ومرغدة وكذا فتمنت عليه يوما وقالت أتمنى أن أمشي على الطين عايشة بقى عيشة قصور ونعيم وريش نعام وكلام ده كله فقالت أتمنى أن أمشي على الطين ما شفتش الطين ده في حياتي تمام؟ اسمها؟ المعتمد تمام فأحضر لها الطين ووضع عليه المسك والعنبر وكل هذا الكلام الطيب ثم مشت عليه فبعدها غضبت عليه حصل حاجة وغضبت عليه وقالت له مش مبسوطة منك وكذا وما أحسنت إلي قط فقال لها ولا حتى يوم الطين ما تذكريش يوم الطين اللي جبت لك طين وطينت لك البيت وحطيت لك مسك وكذا فين كل الكلام ده So this story from المعتمد was he a خليفة Yes. Al-Mu'tamid. I heard it from a sheikh and he said Al-Ma'mun. And this is why he said Al-Ma'mun. So, his wife lived her entire life in palaces. In palaces. She never saw mud in her life. And she said, my wish for today is to walk on mud. I've never seen mud. I don't know what mud is. So he said, Alhamdulillah, okay. So he brought mud to the palace and he put musk and perfume and stuff on it. And after she walked on it, he took it away. Then one day she got mad at him, although he was a very nice guy. She said, Wallahi, you never did any good thing to me in my whole life. So he said, even the day of the mud, the day I brought mud to the palace, you don't remember that day? What's going on? So you have to be fair. You mention positive things, and if there is something bad or a minor thing, you have to overlook. You have to brush it off. So life will move on. We'll continue next time, inshallah. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلي اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا.